For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. An infant's death leads to a lawsuit against Rockbridge County. A new resource for child mental health opens its doors. Virginia politicians use committee assignments to attract donors. And a Virginia congressman aims to shake up the music business. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, April 24th, 2018.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
The family of an infant who died 2 years ago while under watch of Rockbridge County Child Protective Services is suing the county and State Department of Social Services. Jesse Nadler has more.
The lawsuit alleges that Rockbridge CPS downplayed and ignored evidence of neglect and abuse of a four-month-old infant under its watch. The child later died in April 2016.
They knew this mother was an addict, and they didn't do anything about it.
Ashley Ford is the half-sister of the deceased infant. She's suing both parents, including her biological father, who will be tried next month for felony murder. The $17 million wrongful death lawsuit names 12 defendants in all, Rockbridge County, its social services and board of directors, the regional office, all the way up to the State Department of Social Services. It's the latest example illustrating systemic breakdowns and lack of oversight within social services. A special grand jury that previously investigated the Rockbridge agency couldn't find it criminally responsible, but found, quote, dysfunction from top to bottom. And the state is currently conducting its own investigation into the local board. The aim is to determine whether members ought to be removed. That decision will be made sometime in June. From Lexington, I'm Jesse Nadler.
For elected officials, getting into office is not the only goal on the agenda. There's also the issue of getting key committee assignments. And as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, that is likely to influence how much money they're able to raise.
More businesses donate more money to members of the House Appropriations Committee and the Senate Finance Committee. That's according to a new analysis from the Virginia Public Access Project, which identified the top 100 business donors and determined which committee members benefited the most from their largesse. Mark Rozelle at George Mason University says it's a simple function of following the money.
No matter what area of public policy we're talking about, the flow of money goes through these critical committees. You can budgetarily kill anything in one of these two committees if you are an opponent.
Opposing bills is just as important, if not more important, than supporting them. Most lobbying that happens in Richmond every year is to kill bills that are unfriendly to business. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says big money donors also focus their attention on the Commerce and Labor Committees, which regulate industries across Virginia.
Pity the lawmakers who are stuck on militia, police, and public safety committees. They won't be getting much money at all.
That's the committee that routinely kills gun control legislation. The NRA doesn't give as much as Altria or Dominion. I'm Michael Pope.
The National Institute of Mental Health says one in five children will experience a serious mental health issue, but 75% of them will not receive the care they need. On Monday, the Virginia Treatment Center for Children opened its doors on a new facility in Richmond that they hope will reduce the odds. From partner station WCVE, Charles Fishburne reports.
Virginia Treatment Center for Children will triple its number of outpatients from 7 to 21,000 a year and do it with an environment they call transformational. Alexandria Sandy Lewis is executive director.
We would much rather be able to serve a child in a less restrictive outpatient basis than waiting until a crisis erupts and they will need inpatient care at that point in time.
There are 32 private inpatient rooms, art, music, and play therapy, a gym, a garden, and green space.
When you walk in the building, the first things that you see are butterflies.
Virginia Treatment Center for Children begins a new era today. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Also, Dominion Energy's political prowess in Virginia is being cheered by unlikely sources, its would-be competitors. Retail energy companies that buy and sell electricity say Virginia is becoming an increasingly attractive market because Dominion has been so successful at getting legislation passed that has boosted its profits. Retail giant Walmart recently indicated it plans to buy electricity from someone besides Dominion. And several other large companies like Microsoft and Home Depot have indicated that they'd like state laws changed to make shopping around easier. Virginia is one of a handful of states with electric monopolies where customers can also shop around under certain circumstances. Dominion says its rates are reasonable and most customers are happy with its stability and service. Members of Congress are about to take up a bill from Congressman Bob Goodlatte this week that might end up being a revolutionary change to the music business. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has the story.
When the House of Representatives takes up Congressman Bob Goodlatte's Music Modernization Act this week, songwriters and producers and streaming services will all be singing from the same hymnal. That's because all sides acknowledge the current system is outdated and broken. Bart Herbison at the Nashville Songwriters Association says songwriters get about $20 for every 4 million times their songs are streamed.
And that's because we're tied to laws from 1909 that were set to regulate player piano roles. We're trying to change that so the compensation can be more fair in the digital streaming era.
It's not just songwriters who say the current system is a mess. Chris Harrison at the Digital Media Association says streaming services will also benefit from Goodlatte's bill.
For the services, it eliminates a lot of the existing legal risk, which has inhibited some from investing as much in the U.S. market.
The House is set to face the music on Wednesday. I'm Michael Pope.
And finally today, the Richmond Division of the FBI will host its second annual Youth Academy this summer to give teens a comprehensive look at today's FBI. The two-day program will be held in July at the FBI's Richmond field office. Students may be offered case studies drawn from resolved cases, but will not be exposed to active cases or day-to-day investigations. The program is open to Virginia high school students who are juniors or seniors during the 2018-2019 academic year. Students interested in participating must have parental approval and maintain a grade point average of 2.5 or higher. The deadline to apply is May 7th. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Tuesday.